This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 455 for Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is chopping around both sides of unchanged Wednesday morning, with the bias higher as a turn higher in Chicago soy oil provided some support. Canola unchanged in the nearby July contract ahead of its expiry. The new crop November, it's up 60 cents at $891.20 per ton. A lack of significant weather concerns across Western Canada is putting some pressure on canola, with moderate showers in the forecast for Alberta and parts of Saskatchewan. Positioning ahead of looming acreage reports was a feature. The USDA releases its latest planting estimates tomorrow, with Statistics Canada set to follow up with its own acreage number on July 5th. The Canada Day and Independence Day holidays in between those two reports could result in some volatility over the next few days as participants move to the sidelines. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures are mostly higher, while corn is narrowly mixed. Soybeans up 11 cents in the November contract at $14.73 per bushel. In addition to the acreage estimates, the USDA will also release quarterly stocks data tomorrow. That should provide a clearer picture on soybean usage to date. Easing pandemic restrictions in China were behind some strength seen in equity and energy markets today, and that's lending spillover support to soybeans as well. While soybean condition ratings in the U.S. did dip slightly in the latest weekly report, the weather forecasts do look relatively favorable for crop development. That's tempering the upside. Corn futures, they had moved higher overnight, but failed to hold on to gains, trading within a penny of unchanged in the most active contracts now. September down a quarter cent at 669 and a half. Ukraine's corn crop was estimated at anywhere from 22.6 million to 27.7 million tons, with average guesses around 25 million. The high end of that range is well above earlier estimates, as acreage ended up better than expected. However, hot and dry weather in the war-torn country is likely cutting into yields. Wheat, it is mostly higher on the back of rising global demand. Minneapolis, closer to unchanged, though up only a quarter cent in the September contract at $10.41 per bushel. Kansas City, it's up 12 cents in the September contract at $10.02 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 11 cents in September at $9.47 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest and improving crop conditions for spring wheat did temper the gains. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 29th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.